Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist, your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and simple way, I fall in love again. Lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Listen, I have another great guest lined up that I will bring on, after the first break in just a couple of minutes, but I want to give you some information. Before we hit that break, I am always trying to think of ways that we can fight back. One of them is to get Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer, get that into the hands of law enforcement and military and anybody else. People don't know what they don't know. See, that's the problem here in this nation. People do not know what they don't know. So we operate from a position of ignorance as opposed to a position of knowledge and strength. And it's a negative position to be in. It's not going to help you to win this battle, and we are certainly in a battle. So one of the ways to accomplish that, it's a win-win situation, portion of the proceeds goes back to the network, is to get Operation Vampire Killer 2012, 208-935-7852, 208-935-7852. If you go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, you will find right on the main page, I got the scrolling little thing that goes across, there's a link there for and information on Operation Vampire Killer 2012, Officer Jack McClam's book. So go there, get involved, do something. Don't do nothing, because you know what? Your grandkids, your children and your grandkids are going to say, gee, thanks, Gramps. Thanks, Grandma, for cowering in the corner and not standing up to do anything when you had a shot to do it. It's as simple as that. Believe me, they won't look back upon you and pine after your loss. They'll complain and wonder why the hell you didn't stand up and do something. So get involved. It's as simple as that. You got to do something, because I'm telling you, the future is not looking too bright if you don't. It's as simple as that. We're going to hit the 3-minute break, and then my guest will join me. So hang in there, everybody. We will return.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening through the other networks that also simulcast my show and the other networks I'm unaware of and the little stations around the nation. Orion Talk Radio, New Rev Radio, Liberty Works, Radio Network, Net Talk, Talk 2K, Top Talk, etc., etc., etc. I was going to say blah, 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 but that doesn't sound, that's not really a good idea, do you think? So anyway, thanks for listening to the show. I'm so glad that you are listening and tuning in, because the more people who become aware of what's happening, the better off we all are. My guest this morning is Kirk McKenzie. He is a founder of an organization called Defend Rural America, and we certainly need to do that. I don't care if you're living in a high rise in Manhattan. It really doesn't make much difference. Without rural America, we are all done like a duck's dinner. So I want to welcome Kirk to my show this morning. Kirk, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on.
So tell me, how did you get involved in this fight? What made you decide to form this group called Defend Rural America? And start from there, I guess, is a good place to start, right?
Well, that's a good place, Maggie. I think for the past 25 years, I've been concerned about what's happening in our country, and I've done a tremendous amount of research. I was the California State Chair for Ross Perot's United We Stand America, so I've stood up once before.
Right.
And it became concerned. So there's kind of this whole history, plus the fact that I was born in Idaho. I love the Rocky Mountain states, the rural states. But it was a fortuitous meeting up in Siskiyou County, where I stayed with the Bocciagalupi family and on their ranch, and brought with me a video camera. And Jerry arranged interviews with 43 people up there. I came back with 80 segments of video, and I was profoundly impacted. I had no idea what's going on in rural country, and I'll tell you, they are under assault. And basically that galvanized me into action, and I've done everything I can. I realize it's not just Siskiyou County. It's happening across the nation. And the rural communities are where we get our water, we get our food, we get our building materials, you know, our timber, our steel, our gravel. And it's where we get all of our natural minerals and so forth. And if we become, this is kind of the last, quote, manufacturing segment of our economy that we haven't exported, and it's being destroyed now. More than if we've been blown up, you know, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you mentioned Ross Perot, because he certainly knew what the hell was going on, didn't he, when he talked about that sucking sound of jobs leaving this nation with these so-called free trade agreements. He certainly was aware of what was really happening, wasn't he? It's too bad we aren't hearing more voices like his today, Kirk. Fortunately, we got you out there. You know what I'm saying. But a politician of that caliber and somebody who understood what was happening.
He absolutely did. You know, when I got involved with NAFTA, which was the big fight at that point in time, you know, I thought it was a trade agreement. And people within the organization, that movement, quickly made me aware this was a sovereignty issue. And I didn't quite understand that for a while. And now I fully comprehend that. You know, there's a goal to knock down the national borders of every country across the world, including the United States, and form them into kind of regional governments, all controlled underneath the United Nations, behind whom which are the central bankers. So that's kind of the pyramid here, and they have been moving forward on that. NAFTA was kind of the first lowering of the borders, in which has resulted in this mammoth influx, and also with the opening our borders to businesses in Mexico and trucking companies and everything else. And it has been a great sucking sound for jobs in this country.
Yeah.
So he was right on. And his little charts about the economy and everything else, I mean, if he had those same charts now, my gosh, the numbers would go right off the charts, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they sure would. It's just a tragedy what's transpiring in this nation and around the world when you really think about the ramifications of a handful of people who control the money supply and the rise and fall of economies based upon that and the decimation of people in their nations because of that manipulation. It's just a tragedy. It really is a tragedy. So I had Debbie Batchelor-Galupi on my show, and I've had several people from Siskiyou County. One of the sheriff, Joe Lopi, I think, is the sheriff up in Siskiyou County.
John Lopi. Uh-huh.
John Lopi, yeah. I've had him on the show as well. And where are they at with that, Kirk? I've been real curious. Where are they at with their goal to raise those dams?
The Secretary Ken Salazar has been stopped, at least temporarily. He was supposed to make the determination to blow up those dams, you know, in February, and he was unable to do so. And so I wouldn't say that we've won, but let's just say that we have them at bay. And this was, you know, when I got involved in the situation, the people in Siskiyou County had been pretty desperate, and they had pretty much given up. The situation has done a 180. I mean, we have now an unprecedented level of cooperation amongst at least 15 counties in Northern California, Southern Oregon. That was by design in the way that I organized the event last year, where we did have that panel where the sheriffs stood tall for the Constitution. I was the organizer behind that event. And so that has produced a lot of energy now to push back and begin to resist all of this crazy stuff. And I'm in the process now of taking that movement now further south into California, across the San Joaquin Valley, into Gold Coast and along the Pacific Coast, so that by the end of this year, my hope is that we'll have 35 counties or so in California that will have adopted this Defend Rural America movement. They'll be on board. They'll have gotten the training. They'll know how to organize. We'll have coalitions built that will begin to increase the level of resistance to all of these programs across these rural counties, and then we'll expand that into the 10 western states and then nationally.
Well, you know, it's really, I remember seeing something, and this was on the Sean Hannity show, I don't know, I guess maybe 2 or 3 years ago, about the San Joaquin Valley and that little delta smelt minnow that they were saving, and so they had shut off the water to that whole region. It was just stunning to me, the amount of produce and food products that are grown there that would not be grown because of this lack of water. And I was wishing at the time that Sean Hannity had bothered to talk about Agenda 21, but he didn't. He didn't carry it any farther than just exposing the farmers and the I think it was a 40% unemployment rate in that region. People just struggling because they had taken away their jobs when they took away the water. But unfortunately, he did.
The country. I mean, this is the thing that, you know, staggering. We are having an attack on the rest of our country and on the final remaining manufacturing segment. And like I say, it's our food, it's our energy, it's our water, or it's our building materials. And if we become dependent upon imports from communist China and India and Mexico for our very sustenance and our energy, you know, we as a nation have truly been defeated. We don't have any sovereignty. We don't have any security. Yeah. And so this is really the last stand, in my opinion. This is kind of like the Alamo here. I don't want to use that analogy, but it is the last stand, and we have got to fight. And I know that your show and that you're behind the trying to expose Agenda 21. My suggestion to people is we've got to have a change. I believe our movement has got to change direction. It's just like a game of baseball. Once you get to first base, you've got to make a 90-degree turn and go to second and so forth. And once we understand there is an agenda, which is a tremendous thing for people to understand, they finally do understand there's a conspiracy. Once you got that, now you have to know how to fight it. And when you get down to actually trying to fight it, what you're going to discover very quickly is that the way that you do it in urban America, you're talking transportation, stack-and-pack housing, closures of main arterial roads, trying to get people on the bicycles, you know, redevelopment agencies. That's how it's happening in urban America. But if you want to fight Agenda 21 in rural America, then you better understand that NOAA and NIMS and EJA and ESA and FERC and all these things that we don't understand, because what it is truly government agencies that are coming after property rights, water rights, mineral rights, timber rights, trying to close down our national forest, literally blocking off the roads, removing these roads from the maps, you know, passing impossible clean air and clean water conditions now where it's illegal. It's becoming illegal now for a farmer to have dust blow across his field or to have, you know, straw hay bales outside because heaven forbid that the wind blows some straw around. I mean, it's gotten to the point where they're forcing these people either out of business directly or indirectly by making it so uneconomical they can't do it. Our energy supplies are being shut down. They got endangered species listings closing off our uranium, our coal, our oil. And if that doesn't do it, then they're coming after them directly. The Clean Air Act things where they're changing the standards and reducing them to be or increasing the standard to such small particles that the cost of retrofitting or even trying to get there is shutting down coal plants around the country. They're blowing up dams and hydropower. I mean, this is an assault. It is literally an assault, and we better come to understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been curious about the number of dams thus far that have been blowing up. Kirk, do you have any number on that?
Yeah, it's over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
And they have a goal to have, you know, I'm sure tens of thousands. And, you know, they're talking now, you know, it's scuttlebutt behind the scenes, but their goal is to blow up the big ones. And so there's four huge dams along the Snake River that go into the Columbia River Basin. They've been trying to blow up now for 10, 15 years. It's been in the courts. These are huge dams.
Yeah,
and you're talking about a major basin, and they're trying to, there's discussion of trying to blow up Hoover Dam. No end to this.
Yeah, that just popped into my mind. I was thinking of the mammoth dams I could think of in the nation. That's the first one that popped into my mind. Yeah, people really need to understand. See, they want to cower in a corner, Kirk, and they don't want to be noticed. They think, well, if I'm silent, I can slide by here, and I can live out the rest of my life, and I'll have three hots and a cot, and this stuff won't get to me. And they are so, so wrong. They just don't realize there is no hiding place from this. Listen, I hear the cue music. When we come back in 3 minutes, my guest, Kirk McKenzie, will be on with us to continue this conversation. DefendRuralAmerica.com is his website. Get involved. We'll be back in three.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Kirk Kenzie is my guest this morning. He is the founder of a group called Defend Rural America. Their website is defendruralamerica.com, and there's a lot of information on his website. I suggest that you check it out. You know, the rural area, I had a guest on my show who lived up in the Antelope Valley of California, and he was talking about he had a very unique home that he had built, and he started building it, I guess, about 30 years ago or so, Kirk, and they claimed it wasn't in compliance with the code and that, so they made him take it down, and he had made this house. He built this house with telephone poles and a lot of different kinds of things, very, very unique. It really was a work of art in a sense, and they made him take that down. They wanted to throw him in prison for several years for not complying with what they claimed to be the code requirements out there in the middle of the desert. And one of the comments that he had made when he was on with me, and it really stuck in my mind, was that they were going after the low-hanging fruit first, the most defenseless, in a sense, the easy to grab, because there's not a lot of people out there. So there's not a lot of people who are going to take notice to their machinations and say, geez, you know, what are they doing to my neighbor? They won't notice. Can you hear me, Kirk?
Yeah, I you're absolutely right on. I mean, the rural counties, you know, one of their problems is that they do have low population densities. But on the other hand, that's actually an asset. We have to start looking at our assets and realizing what we have. Because they are low population densities, you have a real chance at organizing them. I mean, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and, you know, there's almost no chance. I mean,
up
there in Siskiyou County, when we held that event on October 22nd of last year, we had 1,000 people out of a population of 44,000 people, you know, 2.5%. To have that kind of an impact here in the Bay Area, to have to cut 250,000 people, it ain't happening. So the reality is the low population actually can be used in our side, because we can organize constitutional sheriffs. We can get constitutional counties. We can get the people organized to stand up and have an impact. We have to teach them about things like jurisdiction, and we have to teach them the things that they can use, the tools to fight back. So I think that there's a hidden strength there, and I think that by stitching together then, using communication, coordination, and cooperation, to begin to connect these counties together and then these counties into states, we can really begin to form a coalition. What I imagine eventually is literally a rural America completely organized across this country, fighting back in unison against these people.
Well, we've got to think of it. We've got to come up with all the different strategies one can come up to fight these people, Kirk, because I don't think there's one specific tool that'll work. I think you've got to have a lot of tools in your toolbox to be able to have any shot at all at defeating what's happening around us. I agree with you there. Before we go on, we've got a caller from Idaho. Let's grab this caller real quickly, if we could. Please go ahead. Caller, Carol in Idaho, go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. This is great to have Kirk on there. Kirk, I wanted to ask you, in your travels, have you ever come across a project that dates back to the early 60s, if I'm not mistaken, called NAWAPA? It's N-A-W-A-P-A, which stands for North American Power and Water Alliance. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
Okay, I'll just explain very quickly. Lyndon LaRouche, whom you probably know. You know of Lyndon LaRouche, do you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Lyndon LaRouche is the only person, his Lyndon LaRouche PAC is the only group that I've ever heard that really is pushing for this. But what it is a project that was designed, and God knows by whom, and here's my reason for bringing it up. I would like it explored by somebody to find out whether it is true blue, whether it is an honest project to bring water down through all the way down to from in the western states all the way down to Baja California to rejuvenate, re-irrigate the western states that are crying for water. Now, my point is this. It doesn't jive at all. In fact, it's the total opposite of the Agenda 21, which, as you folks are discussing, shuts us out of all of these areas. Okay, so what's behind it is this. There's fresh water up in the Alaska.
Let me jump in, because I do want to keep the topic of the Defend Rural America project here. Are you up in Boise?
No, I'm in north central Idaho.
Okay, I was born in Pocatello, so I know Idaho really well.
Yeah.
If you want, we can take that further detail offline. You can email me at Kirk, K-I-R-K, at defendruralamerica.com.
Okay.
I come up to the Rocky Mountain states every year. I'm going to be up in Montana here in the next week or so, and part of that vacation I'm going to be spending helping to fight the attack that's going on to take away water rights in western Montana.
Yeah, I just would ask you, sir, to look it up on the Internet, that's all.
Sure, well, just drop me an email if you would, and I'll take a look.
Sure,
Now I'm in the midst of planning 5 major events in California, so it may be a while before I get back to you.
That's all right. I just want somebody to air this for good or bad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Maggie.
Thanks. Sure. Let's talk about some of the strategies. We're going to hit a break shortly, Kirk, but let's talk about some of the strategies that you've come up with. I know that you've got something that you call the 5-point plan, so we can start with that or the constitutional county. Wherever you want to start is okay with me.
Well, the couple of things. Let me first off make one correction there. It's not an organization. The Defend Rural America is a movement. You know, the issue I've been struggling with for a long time, Maggie, is how do you fight back? And the answer is, you know, unlike United We Stand America.
Hang on, because we're going to hit this break. You can tell us when we come back. 3 short minutes. We'll be right back. Everybody, don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, everybody. We're back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning, Kirk McKenzie. His group, DefendRuralAmerica.com. So go back to where we left off when we hit that break, Kirk. Go right ahead, please.
A really important point before I get to the five-point plan is that, you know, having been part of a vertical organization, we had here in California, I had in my organization 40,000 people. We had one chapter to five in every single congressional district in California. That's over 250 different organizations. And so we were pretty big. But I've learned that you can have people that will infiltrate, and we had CIA people in our organization. And you go after Ross Perot and you attack the, you know, the top, and you can destroy a vertical organization. So I walked away from that, believing that's not the solution. The current grassroots organizations springing up, the Tea Party's Campaign for Liberty, Oath Keepers, and so forth, is a different structure. It is a much more distributed, horizontal, a bunch of independent groups fighting independently. And I think there's a lot of strength to that because it's kind of like a leaderless movement, but there's also a lot of weaknesses there. You know, you have no communication, no coordination, no cooperation, start up, no strategy, you know, different levels of skills, different levels of understanding, and so forth. So part of this, I come to the realization, how do you build a coalition of very independent organizations, all of whom have their own websites, email lists, Facebook pages, Twitter, etc.? And the answer is you have to have something that's not an organization that has no pretense whatsoever trying to dictate to anybody. It is purely something that survives and thrives purely on the basis of its ideas and its strategies, and people either adopt it or they don't. But if we do get a bunch of independent groups that remain vital, what, you know, the key to their energy is their independence and their ability to do what they want, get the money they want, you know, do it their way. But if they come together under a single banner and fight a bite, then we begin to look like a real army. You know, up until now, we look like a bunch of separate battalions. So how do you get them to come together? My answer is under a movement, one umbrella, and for rural America, that's Defend Rural America. So it's not an organization. Now, the as far as the strategy on how to get country back, I've laid out on the website, there's a page called the five-point plan. First point is understand there's the problem. And nothing better than the documentary I've done in Siskiyou County to realize how that is. Number two is we have to really understand who's behind all of this. And the answer is the central bankers. So I have a couple of videos there, including my own production called Why We're in So Much Debt, which is a three-part seminar. Third, we have to understand their strategies and how they're attacking rural America. You know, there's a separate set of strategies, like I said, for urban America, and I leave that to others to go after. For me, I've chosen rural America. And so there's some key things you have to understand, conservation easements, the Endangered Species Act, the Equal Access to Justice Act, and so forth. Now that we understand who's behind us, what they're doing, and how they're doing it, we have to have a strategy. We have to know what we're doing and what's important. You know, there's thousands of issues we face every single day, but what really counts? And so I did a documentary called How to Take Our Country Back, to which there's now two parts. It lays out the priorities. We have a plan called Constitutional Counties. We have jurisdiction. We have to understand that public lands are not federal lands. You have to understand the federal decision-making process, consultation, coordination, and we need to support all efforts to go ahead and form these constitutional sheriffs and counties and so forth. And then the fifth point of this whole plan is people individually have to make a decision to make a difference. You know, get off the couch, get active, do something. If you don't want to do that, at least help to support the people that are trying. And this has to happen because if it is insanity to believe that we can ignore our neighbors' pleas, and then when it comes knocking on our door, we run out in the street crying for help to expect anybody to come.
So I agree.
There's got to be a situation where we have got to begin to do what our country did when it was young. I mean, we work together, and we have to come together and fight these things together, and we have to have the agriculture, the farmers have to realize that they got to support the you know, the miners, and the miners got to realize they got to support the lumber people. And all of these people, these Tea Party groups and 912 and so forth, have to come together with the Granges and Farm Bureaus and cattlemen and cattlewomen's and water users associations and things like that. Those are the kind of coalitions that I envision in each one of these counties. And it is working. And it is probably one of the most successful programs across the nation. So when we make those coalitions and we arm them with the proper tools and the organization behind them, then they become a force to be reckoned with. And that's what the main crux of this whole plan, which can be distilled down to those 5 points.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you've got some competition there in terms of grabbing these groups because Americans for Prosperity is currently going around the nation trying to get all of the Tea Party 912 groups to become an affiliate of theirs using the ruse of, oh, well, we've got liability insurance, and if you have an event, our liability insurance would cover you if you become an affiliate of ours. And, of course, the goal is to control them and direct them away from solutions because the Americans for Prosperity organization isn't about saving America. It's about redirecting those who would like to save America into twiddling their thumbs and chasing their tail like a cat. So there are other groups out there who are competing to do the same kind of a thing. And most of the Tea Party groups around the nation, Kirk, I hate to say it, have already been taken over by them. They started a long time ago working to pick off the leaders of the individual groups to get them under their wings so that they could redirect their energy down a dead-end road. But, you know, I agree with you that there needs to be a massive educational effort, but I'm not, I don't know if I think there's a, the fact that there wasn't heretofore any central organization kind of guiding things, I think in a sense it was an advantage, because then there wasn't an obvious general that could be taken out of the game, and then the left leave the troops kind of floundering. So I think in a way, I think there's a lot of merit to what you have to say, and then I think there's also a lot to be said for individual groups. But I certainly agree with the idea of having kind of like a think tank, and I hate to use that term, an area where people can get information that will help them learn skills that they don't have. I mean, you know, you don't just necessarily have these skills if you've been working at 7-Eleven or, you know, in a factory or whatever you might have been doing all your life. You don't necessarily know the different things that you would be cognizant of because of your the different background and the you know, the things you've been involved with your whole life. So I agree with you there.
I think we agree on actually more than you think, because I do agree with that, that the energy comes from the independent organizations, and they need to remain independent. And nobody should try and emerge, nor should we allow anybody to emerge, be trying to dictate or take over or whatever else. It has to be purely on a voluntary basis. I absolutely believe that to be true. But if all we have is a bunch of independent organizations going in their individual directions, from 40,000 feet, we look like so much white noise. Believe me, when I took over United We Stand America, you know, we had a single goal, which was to defeat NAFTA. And when we held our first board meeting, the bylaws that were unfortunately adopted by our organization when I was elected were not my bylaws. I had a different set of bylaws. They adopted a set of bylaws that gave us a board that had 52 members, one from every congressional district. And the first thing I did was I went around the table and I said, what are your issues? And guess what? They were all over the map. You know, everybody had a hot button, and they had nothing that, you know, very few of them had anything to do with NAFTA.
Right.
So, you know, you have to figure out how to provide a unification factor. And I think part of that is people voluntarily find something that makes sense to them, and they come underneath, and you grab this banner. Just like we grab the flag. Imagine trying to hold a war and you don't have the flag. You know, you have to have a flag. And for rural America, that's defend rural America, in my opinion, or similar, something similar, where we all look like one unified deal. Doesn't mean that the different platoons aren't off and running and the miners don't continue to spend 95% of their time, you know, fighting on their issues. But 5% of the time, they better help to communicate the information and fight the battles that the forestry people are fighting, for example. Yeah, it works. It is working beautifully.
Yeah. Well, no man is an island, that's for sure. Let's grab another caller. We've got Mark on the line from Philadelphia. Mark, go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Hi.
I would like to ask you your opinion, Kirk, about a friend of mine back in Missouri. I'm originally from southern Missouri, and there's a lot, you know, I grew up around farmers, dairy farmers, and I grew up in the restaurant business, and I know where our food comes from, and I appreciate it. To this day, I very much appreciate it. And there is a threat directly to the rural America, to the small farmers, the small business people. And my friend seems to think that that the committee men positions are the strongest, one of the strongest places that we can start to take back by doing through the political route with the committee men, and which I guess influences the county seat and the county councils and the city councils. Can you give us some feedback on what's been your experience with that, trying to influence the city or county councils, and either through
most of what our movement tries to do is a waste of time. I'm not a big believer, for example, in these faxes. I've been there, done that before. It doesn't work. You know, one of the problems we have was we never organize in advance. So when we discover an issue, it's already been happening for, you know, N number of years, and we come in at the very last moment, finally beginning to wake up to what it is, and then at the last moment we're saying, oh my God, fax your senators, fax your congressmen, like, go talk to the county commissioner, you know, and we lose. You know, we have to organize in advance and be trained on both in terms of the issues as well as the techniques, well in advance of these things happening. To me, the single most important thing to happen in a constitutional county, it isn't the county commissioners, it isn't even the sheriff. The most important thing is a group of people, of citizens, who begin to come together and form a coalition. They have to then sit on top of, push, pull, and join with elected people. And, you know, my message to elected people at this point in time, these are not normal times. Either stand up or stand down. And my belief is that if they don't do the job, you get them out of office and you don't even wait for the election. But if they do the job, like Sheriff John Lopey, when they get attacked by the Huffington Post, I wrote a letter, a strong letter, against the individual attack, Lopey, and so did 20 other people. You know, so once you do have an elected person who is on our side, boy, you better defend them. You better help them get elected. You got to donate money, time, and be there. If you expect them to have our back, we have to have their back. The most important thing is a vibrant group of citizens working together, and the elected people begin to realize, look, they are going to be accountable.
I agree with you. I my sense of it is that our culture, that they've set forth this idea of competition, which basically undermines us and it divides and conquers us, when we should be in a spirit of cooperation. And when you get to the smaller communities, there is that spirit of cooperation. When you go to the larger circles, there's less cooperation and more competition. And of course, when you put a bureaucrat in the mix, it's definitely a downfall for everybody. But I see the challenge is, how do we organize? Exactly. How do you get people to come together, first of all, to see the threat? Now, the small independent farmers and small business people, they see a threat. They know the bureaucrats are coming at them left and right and trying to rule and regulate them to death. But the people in the cities have no idea, because they're usually working for somebody else. And anyway, so that's the challenge. How do we organize people? How do we get people to come together? I mean, that's just the question of the day, isn't it?
Well, let me give you an example of what's happening with these five events. So basically, you know, I have long-standing, I'm a Tea Party member, and I, you know, having been a speaker, I've visited lots of Tea Parties, and I'm, you know, in there. I'm with them. And, you know, for example, what's happening now is I've gone around and I said, look, you've got to change. You know, you have got to bring your message down from 40,000 feet talking about Agenda 21 and thinking the solution to the world's problems is to continue to awaken more people. Well, that's all good. But if you want to really fight the war, you better understand Egypt, FERC, ESA, all these other things. And you better be reaching out to the people who are really fighting these things, that are on the front line, that are the victims, and these are the farmers and the ranchers and the, you know, miners and so forth. And boy, have they embraced that. So my message to them is, look, go out and form this coalition. Stop trying to, you know, control everything or build your organization. The way to build this movement is to reach out to organizations that already exist, that are out there. But frankly, people like the Granges and the Cattlemen, which had a reason when they got started, you know, decades ago, they were vibrant. They've gotten old. But they've got structure, they have money, they have reach, you know, and so forth. But what they don't have is they don't understand things like Agenda 21. They don't understand things like Constitution. They don't have the website skills, the email skills. So there is a natural alignment if we can get these groups to begin to work together. And so what's happening here is the Tea Parties that have come behind this message and understand this message, working with me, we're reaching out and forming these coalitions. And, you know, Cattlemen kind of blinked their eyes and like, well, why is a Tea Party person trying to come help me? This is something different for them. But, you know, when the Tea Party person says it's because what you do is vital to our nation, I'm like, I care about that. It's like, wow. You know, all of a sudden that cooperation, working together spirit is coming back.
So Kirk, do you know Doreen Hannes from the Midwest?
I don't.
On that note, listen, I'm going to cut you off, Mark. I want to thank you,
Maggie,
for calling. I'm going to let you
go.
Thanks for calling. I'll fill you in on Doreen Hannes is a lady down in Missouri who's been real active trying to help out farmers and other agricultural people in that region. I'll connect you with her. She's a real smart cookie, Kirk. I'll shoot you her email. Yeah, she's a smart lady down there. It is. Are you familiar with this assault on the pig farmers up in Michigan?
Yeah,
are you
absolutely
familiar with that? Yeah, I had Mark Baker on my show from Baker's Green Acres. I really haven't looked back to see what's happened with him. I know he had drawn a line in the sand. He was a 20-year veteran of, I believe, the Air Force. But One of the things that was interesting to me, and not surprising, though, Kirk, because we know people become frightened. You know, they said, okay, well, you're going to be a felon from, I think it was April 1st onward, if you didn't destroy, if you didn't kill your livestock, your pigs, your livelihood, if you didn't destroy your livelihood because of this arbitrary, nonsensical ruling. So a lot of people, a lot of the farmers did end up shooting their pigs, and it's just a tragedy because people are afraid to they're afraid, simple as that.
And the way that you fight back, in my opinion on this, Maggie, and it's if you're by yourself, it's pretty fearsome. If there's two of you, you got somebody else supporting you, you have a little more courage. If you got a whole bunch of people behind you, you have more courage. If you got your county, you know, sheriff, and you got your county commissioners behind you, then you become quite bold. You know, the more people that get behind and start working together, the bolder the actions we begin to take, because we are going to be, bottom line, resisting unlawful decisions, unlawful agencies, unlawful Supreme Court decisions, unlawful executive orders.
Exactly. Hang on. We're hitting another break. 3 minutes, final break of the show. We'll be back in three short minutes. Don't change that dial.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy 3 of their seed banks for less than the price of 1 of ours. Okay, so score 1 for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want 3 of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just one Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking, either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
Hey, everybody. We're back. Kirk McKenzie is my guest this morning. His group, Defend Rural America, his movement, I should say, DefendRuralAmerica.com is their website. A lot of great information on there. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Kirk. Other things you'd like to throw out there, please go right ahead.
Well, you know, I like to thank you, Maggie. I mean, people like yourself who are also in this battle and continue to help to get the word out and get these messages out to your audiences, I think people should support you, the station, and help expand the audience. I mean, you know, it's all about our ability to be able to communicate. That's where the first thing starts, communication. And once we get that, then the coordination, the cooperation will follow. And so, you know, the service that you provide and other radio host is tremendous. It's terrific. It's essential, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, I'm glad you could join me this morning. You know, one of the things I noticed that you have on your website is grand juries, and it made me think of a video I watched of some fellows, and I believe they were in Philadelphia, trying to hand out information in front of, I don't know, the federal courthouse or something, on grand juries, and it didn't go over well because, of course, they don't want people to know what a citizen's grand jury would actually, the power and our ability and our obligation to rule against, I guess, this, I don't know if that's the best choice of words, these unlawful dictates coming down. A grand jury could do a lot to put the blocks on what we see happening here, if only people knew.
Yeah, it turns out California, by law, there's a mandatory deal that every county has seats a new grand jury every year. So we have to get to those and form it, and we're actually in the process of doing that. And so that's going to be one of the instruments we're going to use. But, you know, getting people to be constitutional and understanding what that really means, if you have a constitutional county, the sheriff would not arrest, and the district attorney would not prosecute, and the jury would not convict anybody from your possession of a gun, whether they have a permit or not. You know, a ownership and a carry of gun is an inalienable right. It is not a crime. And so I think that a lot of nullification, for example, can take place at a local county level and begin to, you know, like I say, string these all together, and you start having people who begin to act according to common sense, common law, and according to the original Constitution. I think this is the direction we can go.
Yeah, I agree with you there for sure. There's a lot of power that the people have only if they only knew that they had that power. And, of course, we've all been dumbed down so that we don't know what power we really possess here in this nation. So, well, I see you guys are doing a lot of good work out there. I really do. And anytime you want to come back and update us on what you're up to, which doesn't, it's not meant to sound like it's something bad, what you guys are doing, please join me anytime, Kirk, because the more information I can get out to people, the more ideas that get out there, the better off we all are. So, and that's the purpose of what I'm doing here, is to get information. I'm an information spreader.
Well, I appreciate that, and I encourage my, I guess my parting thought with anybody in California, we're having five major events over the next few weeks. Come to Defend Rural America site, go to the homepage and click on the link at the top. It says five events scheduled for September, November, and come read about them. There are five of them. They're going to be in Fresno County, Stanislaus County, San Joaquin County, Amador County, and San Luis Obispo County. And each one of those is going to be reaching out to all the adjacent counties, so some 20 to 25 counties in total. And please help support those, promote them, and attend them.
Okay, listen, we're out of time. Thanks for joining me. Listen, everybody, we're going to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. We've got people like Kirk McKenzie in the world fighting for you and I. Don't lose heart. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. It always does. So chin up, everybody. Take care.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain.